I wanted to look at sort of the broader issue of general taxation. When you look at the way that Vermont pays for its budget, generally using a personal income tax, sales tax, rooms and meals tax, when you look at the balance of all that, would you like to be able to reduce tax burdens in some areas and perhaps raise them in others in order to stimulate the Vermont economy? What do you think about the balance of those taxes?
I think our tax structure is generally too high. Progressive taxation is, in my opinion, a good thing. So let's not discuss the philosophy underneath it. But that higher increase, that $700 million tax is not a freebie. It hits all of us in one fashion or another. To imagine it doesn't affect the cost to live here or work here or to employ others here is to live in a land that's not real. Our economy is suffering. Chittenden County is the center of it, and it's growing at a rate less than the national average. Outside of Chittenden County, and Bob, the further away you get from that, the thinner, more fragile, even older the economy looks. Whether some of the towns, Southern End, Bennington, Brattleboro, Rutland, have their own separate issues, Newport and St. Jay, others do. Population hasn't grown in the vast majority of our counties. And that tells you a lot about where the economy is. On the matter of taxes, I have none that I would raise, but I do have some that I would think about and recommend that we reduce. So I said in April, after listening to retired veterans, that we are one of seven or so states that still tax retirement benefits for those vets who retire here. There are 45,000 or so veterans. There are under 4,000 of them that have retired here. We shouldn't be taxing them. We give speeches all the time about thanking them, and we should just do something. My father, if he were here, would yell in my ear to do something. And so I would eliminate that. It's roughly $5 million, likely less than $5 million. I think the legislature would feel good with a round of applause they receive, not from raising taxes, but from lowering those taxes. And I think, frankly, it's in sum small enough that we can find a home for it. On a related basis, at the very same time, I said we're down to one of the last nine states that still taxes Social Security benefits. And in the oldest, second oldest state in the country, we need to consider over some period of time how to reduce the burden. It's a big hunk of our budget. It's a lot of revenue dollars, Bob. But the truth is that in this kind of state, people living on fixed income, often Social Security is not a lot of money for some people, but is a significant amount of money for everyone. I think we need to consider it. I'm a little surprised that my opponent, Lieutenant Governor Scott, just casually mentioned it a couple times this week on air, including the station and another one. I'm sure he heard from the same veterans I did over the last 15 years and never said anything. And I'm even told the Democrats in favor of it. So I think that it's good that people are getting behind this. A little odd that my opponent found this moment to say something.
So if you don't tax Social Security benefits at the state level, I mean, that's a lot of money you've got to make up. Do you know how much it would be and how would you pay for it?
Well, wait a minute. On retirement benefits for veterans, I've said we can do that now or phase in over 2 years. On Social Security, it is a big number, north of $100 million, and therefore it's significant enough to say this could be an aspirational goal. Let's put together a plan to do it. Maybe we start at the very low end and roll upward. Maybe we phase it in over time. But it's large enough that I say this is something we should do, and we don't yet have I don't think we'd have a plan today to do it. But this is important. We have retirees here. One of the fastest growing parts of our demographic population, people north of 65 years old. Let's keep them here. Let's also keep them here so that they're safe and happy.